Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of Permajack, the original. Permajack, solid as rock.
Call Permajack today at 636-225-2553.
Kick off your summer with the Cards and Giants at Busch Stadium on May 30th through June 1st in a weekend full of fun and great giveaways for the whole family, including a Cardinals beach towel, a kid's replica Adam Wainwright jersey, and a free ticket to Six Flags. That's not all. All weekend long, kids will receive a free ticket to a future 2014 Cardinals game. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
This is Joe Kelly, and I love the summer, and I also love the beach. That's why I'm excited to tell you about one-of-a-kind Cardinals beach towel giveaway on Friday, May 30th, when we play the Giants. First 25,000 fans will take home this Cardinals towel on May 30th. It's all part of the kickoff to summer weekend.
The weekend features a beach towel, the kids' replica Wainwright jersey, Six Flags Day, and a family attractions card.
Woo! Is that nice to see?
Make sure you get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Turn your bathroom into a relaxing getaway by calling Jacob Shower and Bath at 800-226-6676. Why tackle a bathroom renovation by yourself, only to get in over your head when faced with rerouting plumbing, tile installation, rewiring, and more? Just tell the Jacob Shower and Bath consultants what you need, and you'll get a new bathroom at a price that might surprise you in as little as one day. Jacob Shower and Bath has been family-owned and locally operated for over 35 years, and they stand behind their work. Call 800-222-6676 or go to convertmybathtub.com.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No.
To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No.
To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no.
About?
Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm gonna.
No.
Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. This week, get Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Coffee for $5.99. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 5/24/14, limit 2 per customer, while supplies last.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
Hello, this is Dr. Rick Lehman.
And I'm Andy Strickland. We hope you join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss the hottest topics in sports and medicine on the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of...
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh. Oh, yeah. We're about to get
there are people that like that spanking thing. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 21st edition of Pinions Playhouse. My daughter's coming home tonight, and she'll be home for her birthday, which is 2 days from now, the 23rd. I know that means nothing to the rest of you, but it's a big deal to me, and I'm glad she's headed home. We are brought to you today by Good Feet, the Good Feet stores. There are three in the St. Louis area, and they're all over the country, but you're not going to go all over the country to one. You don't need to. We have three here. We'll tell you where they are and what the process is after we do a round of introductions.
Hey!
Yes. Let's introduce a couple people to you, starting with the control board operator, Jan the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and the best thing about having good financial advice is
what
having
is the best thing?
Your money work for you.
Yes.
And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Oh, I think I've acquired allergies for some reason. I've never had them before.
What are the symptoms?
This year, scratchy throat, coughing,
hang on, I have my medical
sniffling,
reference.
Runny nose.
Runny nose. Did you say sniffling?
A clog, yeah.
Okay, clog what?
Just clogged nose,
just
scratchy
clogged
throat.
Nose, scratchy throat.
Yeah.
Well, according to this, you have a brain tumor.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, sorry.
What kind of medical journal do you read?
It's pretty reliable.
Hi, everybody.
Good luck to you. That's Dan Strauss, as I said, in the house with his trouser mouse. Heba Jimenez is also here. He's in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Well, I don't think so, and I'm not about to tell people that. Because I think it's stupid, and I think you know what you're talking about.
What?
Rat Boy knows I'm going to talk about the Good Feed stores. He says you can accomplish the same thing, get the same results, if you just cut it in the shape of your foot and put inside your shoe as a liner a big, thick piece of what?
Cheese.
Cheese. Put cheese in your shoes.
Huh.
Now, that has to stink after that.
Yeah.
By the end of a work day, I don't think that's going to be the same at all. It's not the same. Can't even compare. We'll talk about Good Feed in a moment. But first, I know a lot of you email me saying, can we hear more accordion music from that band? Well, you're hearing it now. And that band is Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. People love them. They love them. Yeah. Yeah. You girls are the best, Bruce. We are brought to you by Bill Cleveland will join us. We didn't forget about him. He was nice enough to wait and go in the Playhouse. We got a little behind. Brought to you by the Good Feed stores. What was that animated thing that I saw? In fact, I think it was the last one of these animated shows I saw. Happy Feet, wasn't that one about penguins or
yeah.
something? It was really actually a good. I liked it.
It was, and you learned a lot about penguins.
And I bet I would like this Frozen and some of this other stuff. I don't know why I can't get myself to go to the movie theater to see that stuff. Because when I finally saw Happy Feet, I remember thinking, oh, this is really good. The music's good, and the story was good, and the animation was good. Maybe they'll do an animated thing called Good Feet, like Happy Feet, but it's humans. It's animated humans. And it'd be like a Pinocchio kind of story. It starts off sad, like a little boy who was in pain. And then he searched the world over for relief. And you could write the script so that you go with him on this journey to various villages and lands looking for the answer. When all the time, the answer for this little man was right around the corner from his house at the Good Feed store. I think I got a movie here. I'm gonna get a hold of the Disney people. That could actually be true for you. Could be your story. You could have tried this or that or something else, or taken pills, or been told by friends or relatives or people who act like they know everything. Oh, yeah, my uncle had that. You're going to have surgery for. Maybe not. Maybe it's a simple adjustment in the way you stand and you walk. That adjustment is made by putting an insert, an arch support in your shoe from the Good Feet stores. Not from one of those drugstore doctor what's his name off the rack things where they have a total of 15 different configurations. Good Feet has hundreds of them. So they are going to be the ones who are going to have precisely the change, the alteration in the way you're standing and walking that will make the difference, that will take the pain away. There's not a 100% guarantee, but there's pretty close to it, because more people who go in find pain relief than don't. So there's a good chance that you will. And you say, well, my feet don't hurt. I don't need to go in there. I don't have a footache. My knee hurts, or my head hurts, my neck hurts. Could be coming from your feet. If that sounds like nonsense to you, do a little homework and research and get online, and you'll find that a lot of times people have aches other places, but the source of the pain is the feet. And if you can fix that little issue, you eliminate the pain. One stop, pain relief, the Good Feet stores. I'm not finished.
Oh.
Thank you. On Olive, you get a demerit. You just got a demerit.
All right.
Right there. On Olive, west of 270, across from Friday's. In South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. In Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com, the Good Feet stores. No, wait, I'm not finished. I'm just kidding. All right, that time I was kidding. Go ahead. Yeah. From from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring, who else? Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by McLeod Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Please download it. You'll be glad you did. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Oh, man, I'm all confused now.
Hey, I saw your Henry Ford Museum piece. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. That was a fun place.
BillOnTheRoad.com. Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
And I heard you all talking last hour about the Indianapolis 500 coming up this weekend.
You've done one on that, too.
Yeah, just a few weeks ago I was in Indianapolis and did a story, and I'll just refresh your memory here. And I just think it's unbelievable and fascinating how big the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is. Inside of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you can fit Churchill Downs, Wimbledon, the Rose Bowl, Vatican City,
what?
Stadium, and the Roman Coliseum.
Oh,
and inside the Oval.
Well, that's a lot bigger than I thought it was.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, I didn't know, too, the Henry Ford Museum. I wish I could think of and remember everything I saw. I didn't know there were airplanes in there.
Oh, yeah, tons of airplanes.
You know that, Pat?
Yeah.
The Henry Ford Museum has airplanes in it.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I believe they have the first commercial plane. Of course, they were just really, really cool to look at. The really neat ones. They have the Wright Brothers workshop where they had built, I guess, for plans anyway, for the first plane. And it's a cool place if you've never been. The only thing to look for in Detroit to Michigan.
I wish more people knew the story of the two brothers who tried to fly and couldn't.
Here it comes.
Gilbert and Ernest Wrong, the Wrong brothers. They just couldn't get it.
They couldn't get it right?
That's right. And the Wright brothers came out. I wish more people knew that true story. What do you have for us today, Bill?
Okay, but first, folks, I want you folks all to remember what he just said after you hear my jokes, okay?
Yeah, good idea.
Just a little comparison.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that Kim Kardashian will, in fact, film her wedding to Kanye West for her reality show after all. There's been some
debate
about
goodness.
That, I guess. In fact, they're already saying this could be one of Kim's best televised weddings ever. This is a little embarrassing. The governor of Nevada sent out a mailer to residents of the state, some sort of promotional thing, I guess. And the guy spelled the name of his own state wrong.
Oh, boy.
Spelled Nevada wrong. Yeah, the governor did issue a statement that read, I'm S-O-R-R-E. Cleared up. This is kind of interesting. Many colleges are now using graduation gowns this year made from recycled plastic bottles.
Oh, my God.
But when you think about it, it's great preparation for the job most college students are going to get, collected and recycling plastic bottles.
Well, thanks for the encouragement. You just depressed every graduate now.
Yeah. Bad job market.
Way to give them hope.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon. I love Florida. Always great stuff coming out of Florida. A guy in Florida was arrested for drunk driving while riding one of those motorized shopping carts at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he led the cops on a chase that reached 70 miles per hour.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's good.
Bill Cleveland segment. You would like that. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by LaClee Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
As a radio station, we get stuff sent to us. And the people who send it hope we'll talk about it. We get samples of little products. We get books, lots of books. We get a lot of books. They must not realize radio people don't read. But we get books. And what usually happens is they get lifted and somebody grabs them and takes them home if it's anything worth reading. There's a book back in our kitchen. And that was there as of yesterday. I haven't looked today. A hardback, a really nicely bound, a picture on the cover, and then I looked at what it was, and I could see why nobody has taken it. Now, no disrespect to this guy, but the book is, here's the title, Bill Medley, The Time of My Life.
Oh.
Now, how many people want to know the life story of Bill Medley? I can't imagine. Well, the proof is in the fact that it hasn't been stolen. It's free. It's out on the table in the kitchen just saying almost, take me, and nobody took it. Now, there was somebody who used to work here. If she were still here, she'd take it. because she stole everything.
Yeah.
But Bill Medley, the time of my life. And again, I know the Righteous Brothers, and I know that they had some hits, but if you just take one of the Righteous Brothers, whose name wasn't even Righteous, and you go, oh, the time of my life, I don't want to know much about him, I don't think, for some reason. I want to say hello to Kim Hefner and everybody at American Family Home Sales. They sell mobile homes and modular homes out in Troy, Missouri. And there was a great piece, I believe, last Sunday on CBS Sunday Morning. Did you see it, Peon, on mobile homes?
No.
Wow.
They're unbelievable now.
I thought I had seen, because I'm pretty up on mobile homes. Our first two places to live when we got married were, they weren't even mobile homes. What we lived in were trailers. I mean, if you just moved a couple of pieces of furniture, you could haul horses in them. They were horrible. But these new mobile homes, they're so spectacular that if you blindfolded somebody and took them in and took the blindfold off and said, where are you? The last thing they'd say is, I'm in a mobile home. They'd say, I'm in a condominium in Manhattan or something. I mean, granite and sunken tubs and fireplaces. And I got one really interesting fact that I took away from that thing this weekend, and that's this. 97% of mobile homes never move beyond the location they're first placed.
Now, shouldn't they be called something different then?
Thank you, because that's what I think. I think there's a stigma that goes with mobile home. Like, okay, pick up and leave, transit.
What's the other term? Modular.
Yeah, modular home is another term, but that also means
pieces that are put together.
Modular homes actually could have a basement and a foundation and whatever. But mobile, 97% of them go one place, and that's where they stay. So
it's just a home, really.
It's a home. It's absolutely a home. And they have some beautiful ones. So hello to Kim, big listener. Okay. I don't buy things on eBay or Amazon. I hardly ever do. I have a couple of times. In fact, I ordered something yesterday, and I didn't even remember my Amazon password. It's been so long, my goodness. But now that I've done it, this is the most impressive, efficient operation I think existing today is this Amazon outfit. Go online sometime and pull up the video on Amazon and look at the warehouse and look at their system of cataloging, warehousing, shipping, stocking, store. It's just beyond belief. So I got this Corvette, and it goes real fast, and I know that I'm going to get some tickets or get stopped. So I wanted a great radar detector. So yesterday I start, I'm going to Google. I pull up five different review sites. Every one of these sites, and one of them had a big screaming headline, world's best radar detector. I thought, this is the one I want. And the other sites confirmed that this is considered to be the best radar detector in the world. It's the Escort Redline. It's $500. So I started reading about it, and I read all these reviews, and I thought, all right, I want this. It's worth $500 if I'm going to drive this rocket ship. So it took me a little while because I had to, you forgot your password, click, right. And they send you the scrambled letters that you can never read. Those goofy LB643W, and half the time you can't read them. So I get that all settled. And then it said, click here to expedite shipping and have it in 24 hours. So I clicked that. It cost me another $30 or whatever. Now, I did all this about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Before 1 o'clock today, that radar detector was at my house. Now, how do they do that? It was less than 24 hours. That thing is in my house. It's already in my car, squealing and screaming and squawking and lighting up red. It's a great radar detector. But I'm amazed at that system that Amazon has. Now, is eBay kind of the same thing, or is eBay more of a, we'll connect you with somebody who has this? It's not so eBay's, much of a...
eBay's right, yeah, it's not... There's no
sometimes.
eBay factory. It's
where Amazon is like a huge department store. eBay is just a...
like person to person.
Yeah, you would buy something from Peon, and then he would wait for the PayPal thing or a check
wait
to
for
get
payment,
to him.
And then
wait for payment.
See, I've got a friend, Craig. He buys everything on Amazon, and he keeps telling me, he goes, "Oh man, I'm a platinum member or something." He gets
free
shipping.
Yeah, if you're going to start using Amazon, you should get that Prime. I think it's called Prime.
Yeah, I'm going to start getting stuff on Amazon. I'm not kidding. This look. I'm a guy that likes to, if I want something, get in the car, go somewhere, get it, and bring it home. I want it right now. This is about as close to going and picking it up and bringing it home as you can get. I mean, one night, and it's there. So I will let you know, first time I get pulled over, what the officer has to say about my radar detector. Big night on television last night. In fact, too big, too much going on the same night. Dancing with the Stars, the finale. What a great year this was for Dancing with the Stars. I know it seems a little bit gay that I watch this, but I'm blown away by this Amy Purdy, double amputee, and the guts that she has. She came in second. Marilyn Max came in first. That's for all you Dancing with the Stars people. Also last night was the Academy of Country Music Salute to the Troops. What a fantastic show this was. Lots of military people in the audience, several of them performing on stage with some of the biggest names in country music. It was what a salute to the troops ought to be. All the focus, all the emphasis was on the military. It was really, really good. If you didn't see it, I think you missed it. A great show last night. There's a kid who has graduated from high school in Hillsborough County, Florida. A 4.0 grade point average is considered a perfect grade point average. You can actually get a better than perfect average if you take extra courses, high level, you know, they
AP,
have these,
I think they advanced yeah, placement.
Yeah, these genius kids. This kid has graduated high school with a 10.03 GPA.
Oh, is that possible?
I didn't even know that was possible.
Mm-mm. 10.03. Well, I read she was taking... You know, these AP classes are essentially college courses you take while you're in high school.
Right.
So she took a bunch of those, and then she also got her associate's degree, I think, from a college before she even graduated high school.
While she's doing all this other stuff.
Yes, yeah.
Man, I have no idea what my average grade was when I graduated from high school. I don't have any idea what it was.
I have a guess, yeah. I have a guess.
A feeling I don't want to know. Ladies, get in here, please.
A two. Ooh, something. Nice. I know it started with a two.
Is it barely passing like 1.75? 1.75. Is that a D? Like 1.75?
A one is a D. A one is D. Two C. B is
three.
And A is four.
Okay, so you can graduate pass with a one. But how embarrassing! What was your grade point average? One. It just sounds
right. No, low. It's not. It's
1.3.
Woman dies and goes to heaven. And she's relatively young. She's late 40s, but she, you know, gets a horrible illness and she passes away. And she's waiting for St. Peter to come to the gate. She's standing on the outside of the gate and she can see through the gates this beautiful banquet table and the most spectacular meal she's ever seen. And she looks closer and sitting at the table are her parents, her grandparents, everybody that she had ever cared for and was close to who had died was at this table. These are all people who passed away before her. And they started calling. They saw her on the other side of the gate. Melissa, Melissa, oh my God, Melissa, it's so great to see you again. Come on, come on. Well, she couldn't. There was a gate. St. Peter hadn't come to the gate yet. Well, Melissa, how have you been? We've been waiting for you. Good to see you. So here comes St. Peter. She says, oh, my goodness, what a wonderful place. I see my parents over there and my grandparents and other loved ones. St. Peter, how do I get in? St. Peter said, oh, Melissa, it's so easy. All you have to do is spell a word. The boss, God, felt like there should be something that everyone had to do, just ceremonial more than anything else. So you just spell a word. She said, what word? He said, the word love. She said, L-O-V-E, and the gates open, and she runs to be with all her relatives and friends who died before she died. And St. Peter explains to her that it could have been any word, they ask people to spell words like love or peace, you know, or heaven. She says, oh, I get it, I get it. So she's there for about a year. And one day St. Peter comes to her and says, Melissa, I need you to fill in for me at the gate. She said, oh, my goodness, what an honor. Did this come from the man himself? He said, yes. God specifically asked, asked me if I would go to you and say, would you watch the gate for me? I have an assignment today. She says, I'd be happy to. He said, well, you know the deal. When somebody comes to the gate who's just passed away, you just give them a word to spell. And I gave you some examples, you know, dove, joy, peace. She says, I get it. So while she's guarding the gates, her husband shows up at the gates. And she says, well, I am surprised to see you here. How have you been? He says, oh, I've been great, actually, since you died. You know the nurse who took care of you, Melissa, when you had your illness, that beautiful young nurse? You know, I married her. I ended up marrying her. And then I won the lottery. Yeah, $60 million. And that little house that you and I lived in, after I won that money, I got rid of that thing. I bought a huge mansion, and my young wife and I, we traveled all around the world, and it was on vacation in Cancun where I was water skiing that I fell and hit my head on a coral reef or something, and here I am. In heaven, kind of a bummer. So, how do I get in? She says, well, you have to spell a word. He says, what is it? She says, chrysanthemum.
Meep, meep. All right, let's get a check on the highways now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Yeah, Dan, it's pretty bad out there. I mean, the rain has pretty much moved through, but we do have some really heavy traffic. Southbound 55 is slow. Bates through Lindbergh. Eastbound 70, Cypress through Jennings Station. Westbound 70, 170 through Lindbergh. And you're also heavy from Boone, the Boone Bridge out through Highway 79. Eastbound 40, really jammed up from Long Road through Mason, 270 through Big Bend, and then downtown Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, stop-and-go pockets between Page and Manchester. Eastbound 270 slows Missouri Bottom through 170. And southbound 170, slow from Olive down through Highway 40. And it looks like 141, we're also backed up from Big Bend down through Highway 44. And this traffic report brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find it at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Did you know dogs and cats are either left-handed or right-handed? I did not know that. That's from our friends at What the F. WTF Facts, just Bob checking in on a Thursday. Also, Andy Strickland alongside. And we check in with the Hall of Famer, Ozzie Smith. Kilcoyne Show minus Randy. All starts at 10.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show. Weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? And engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 855-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And is that lightning? Again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the cash call at 855-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 367-03-3042.
From the Sausage Meister's Secret Recipes,
comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Deerberg's, and Straub's, or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
This is Martin Kilcoyne, and I'm here with Ken Heisey from the Heisey Advisory Group. Ken, I understand you have another retirement income planning workshop June 5th at the Old Orchard Gallery. Tell me about what you plan to cover.
We do, and we always have a great time at these workshops. They're a lot of fun. I'll be covering risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio, a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Just give me a call to register at 314-909-1116.
Who would benefit most from this information?
Anyone within 5 years of retirement, as well as anyone about to retire or already retired. We focus on helping people at this stage create a holistic retirement income plan.
Okay, everyone, write this down. Thursday, June 5th, the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves at 6:30. Call Ken at 314-909-1116 to get registered.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up, Karastan, and Midwest Floor. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karastan have teamed together to make the month of May National Karastan Month. If you've ever dreamed of owning a Karastan carpet, now is the time. Karastan, quite simply, makes the finest carpet and rugs made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karastan Gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karastan products anywhere. And during National Karastan Month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, on most products, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-926-7777. new roof.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-663-5618. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-663-5618. That's 1-800-663-5618.
Valvoline introduced motor oil back in 1866, and they've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
Where did the time go? I don't know. But man, oh man, got away from us today. Let's get right on out to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Don't forget gift certificates any time of year. That's a great, great idea that everybody would love to receive. A gift certificate from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans. Late, but great.
I've been drinking.
Well, good.
Puckwish question, do you tweet? Do you tweet?
Nope.
No. I only tweet when I have an itch, but that's another story.
Yeah.
According to Twitter, how many tweets revolving television were sent last year? 100 million, 500 million, a billion tweets. Revolving television.
What do you mean revolving television?
That's what they said. Revolving, talking about TV shows, upcoming shows, stars on shows.
Involving blah, blah. Or revolving?
It says revolving. I actually looked at that twice. I wonder what it meant. Involving?
No, yeah, it can't mean
revolving.
Yeah, it has
television.
To mean involving. Television. Yeah.
Okay. Love nuggets. There's a rumor, and it's ridiculous, and I'm going to knock it down right now. Coming out of the Cannes Film Festival, that Paris Hilton had a fling with Justin Bieber.
Who cares?
Yeah, it didn't happen. I mean, you know, they went to a screening along with 400 people. They were also at a club, not just them. They were there with a whole bunch of other people. Then there was a big deal written about that they went back to the same hotel together. Well, they actually weren't together when they went back to the same hotel, but they both had checked in different days and were staying at the hotel. Just a bunch of nonsense. I have a feeling that Paris Hilton probably runs with a very different crowd in France than Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm guessing. Orlando Bloom has a new girlfriend, supermodel Laura Payne. And what's really weird about this is Orlando's ex, Miranda Kerr, completely refuses to admit that they're dating. She was asked about it. She goes, no, they're not dating. Hello? Been dating a month. They're dating. I don't know why she's denying it. TV News, the first time in 10 years, NBC TV will be the number one network in the 1849 demo. First time in 10 years, thanks to the Olympics, Sunday Night Football, Blacklist, The Voice, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Jimmy Fallon. He skews a little younger than Jimmy.
Oh, sure. Absolutely, he does.
There's going to be a TV movie about the disappearance of Malaysian Flight 370. Well, how the hell are they going to do that? I mean,
how does it end?
They don't know when the plane crashed, where the plane crashed, why the plane crashed,
and how
the plane crashed.
And how does it end?
I mean, they don't know anything about what was going on the plane. I mean, how do they make a movie about that? You got to just make it up. Yeah. Wednesday night ratings, last Wednesday night ratings, Criminal Minds, number one, Survivor, number two, Modern Family, number three, number four, American Idol.
Mm.
There you go. Movie review. It doesn't come out to November, but I'm telling you right now, it is one of the best movies of the year. Foxcatcher. Steve Carell and Mark Ruffalo star in this movie. Guaranteed, right now, I guarantee Steve Carell will be nominated for Best Actor. It's a serious role. It's a true story about the paint billionaire John DuPont, who took a U.S. Olympic wrestler under his wing as his like financial sponsor, trainer, spiritual leader, guru. This story happened between 1994 through 1996. And then the story became very bizarre, a story of tale of seduction and hate, and love and betrayal and rejection and finally murder. John DuPont, the billionaire, murdered this guy, died in prison. This is an unbelievable story and a great movie. Foxcatcher opens November 12th. Big at Donald Sterling news, NBA will start proceedings against him June 3rd. He says he's going to get a battery of attorneys, and he's going to fight it and go to court. Well, I guess he is. In the last 2 years, Donald Sterling has sued two former Clippers, a coach, two neighbors that live in his neighborhood, the New York Peninsula Hotel, five of his tenants who live in his rentals, one employee, a graffiti vandal, I don't know what that was about, and even sued one of his mistresses.
Well, he should have it down now. He knows how to sue.
Man, this guy really knows how to sue.
Yeah.
And finally. How many tweets were there, and this says revolving television?
That doesn't even make sense. It has to be involving. They just misspelled it.
Maybe they did. 100 million, 500. That isn't the question, though. 100 million, 500 million, or a billion?
A billion.
Billion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely a billion.
What'd you say?
A billion.
The answer is a billion.
Yeah, we're smart.
Hey, good job. Good job. Good job. Hold on a sec. Mike Gibbons in Hollywood. See ya.
I find that so irritating, those tweets on the screen when, during a TV show.
Oh, right.
I can't stand that stuff. Oh, OMG. I'm in tears. Knock it off. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. American Equity Mortgage has been a part of this show for almost 22 years. There used to be a show on TV called That's Incredible. John Davidson. Remember that show?
And Fran Tarkenton.
And they would show a little clip and they go, "That's incredible." Yeah, Fran Tarkenton.
Who was the blonde?
Yeah, it was a blonde girl.
Oh, man.
What's her name?
She was from like Dallas or something? Or
no,
was
no.
She
was...
As soon as you say it, three names. It was
Kathy Lee Crosby.
Three names. I told you. Kathy Lee Crosby. I knew it was three names. Yeah. Kathy Lee Crosby. And let's see what all she did after that. Can't think of anything. Yeah, That's Incredible. Well, that's incredible that American Equity has been with us that long. And boy, don't think we don't appreciate that. Here's how you can show your appreciation. The fact that they've helped support this show. And you're doing for this yourself, too. You're doing this for yourself as much as for us or American Equity, and that is make sure that you get with a reputable company, in this case American Equity, when you need to borrow some money. Get rid of bad debt, turn it into good debt. Credit card debt is bad debt. Using the equity in your house to borrow money to buy or pay for something you need, that's smart debt, that's good debt. They'll help you do that. Renting, stop it. Get yourself a place, your own place. They'll help you with that, too. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, finally, the highways are getting better. Everything's wide open on southbound 55. Still, you have slow traffic on westbound 70 from 170 to 270. You're a little heavy out towards Mid Rivers Mall Drive and Highway 79, T.R. Hughes. We're looking pretty slow coming in for the ball game from Boone's Crossing on eastbound 40 through Mason, but from 270 through Big Bend, stop and go there. Southbound 170 still heavy from Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270 here, east of McDonald through New Florissant, and southbound 270 from Page through 40, just a little off the pace from that point down through Highway 44. And this report brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed, find it at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson, that starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
TriStar Imports, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in Ellisville, is moving and has clearance pricing on our entire loaner fleet, executive lease turn-ins, and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything. And you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStarMercedes.com.
Enjoy a taste of Greece without the airfare this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Enjoy delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit STLGreekFest.com for more information. Hoppa!
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Since I am on assignment Friday and we're off Monday, Memorial Day, tomorrow will be our Memorial Day show. And as we always do, we will show our respect. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
He had a smile that lit up the room. He just cared about everybody. And I just started screaming. This lady just screaming really, 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 really loud.
A man is dead. His fiance seriously hurt in a freak accidental fall off of a downtown building. What witnesses say they saw and heard. A Jefferson County mother charged in the death of her 22-month-old son. What investigators found in his system. Independent taxi cab drivers protest in downtown St. Louis. Why they say they're not being given a fair chance to make money. First on Fox, it's been another active night for weather. Some severe thunderstorms have already rolled through the area. Right now, more than 2,000 people in Nashville, Illinois are without power, and more storms could be coming later tonight. Let's get right to Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray with a look at what we can expect tonight, Dave.
And in Nashville, Illinois, and in Oakville, Illinois, they're almost right next to each other. A lot of power lines down, trees down, things like that. It almost looks like a downburst happened right over them. Wow. And almost the whole town of Nashville is with